recording machine like that.
According to your instructions, I planned for Spectre to steal from the Russians their new Lecter decoding machine.
All I want is that Lecter.
All?
Are you sure that's all you want?
What are you after? The girl on the Lecter?
Well, obviously it's a threat. And the bait is a cipher machine. A brand new Lecter.
Lecter, no less. The CIA's been after one of those for years. Well, I don't know too much about cryptography, sir, but, Alecta could decode their top secret signals.
In any case, they couldn't possibly pass up even the slightest chance of getting their hands on the Alecta decoder. They have wanted one for years.
We were keeping you alive until you could get us the Alecta.
So you had me delivered on a plate. That's brilliant.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to CJLO 6098. Sorry, I got distracted by what's our station?
1690 AM CJLO, yes. Or on the internet at CJLO.com. My name is Jason.
My name is Haley.
We're Lecter Decoder.
And we're back. We're sorry we were away last week. It was Easter. We didn't want to come to the station.
That's right.
Basically.
Listen, there's a complicated process for getting into the... You can't just walk into CJLO.
No, there's high security.
High security is very difficult when the school is closed. Haley!
Yes?
Could you please press the REM button? Big show tonight.
Big show?
Big show tonight. If you could...
This could be the saddest dust you've ever seen. Turn to a miracle. I lie. My mind is racing. As it always will. My hands tired, my heart aches. I'm half a world away. Here my head swarm. Go it alone, and hold it alone, hold it alone, and hold it. Go it alone, and hold it alone. Ho, 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 lonely deeps and hollow. Half a world away. My shoes are gone, life spent. Too much to dream. I didn't think of you. I guess that's all I needed. To go it alone and hold it alone. Hold along and hold it. Blackbirds backwards, forwards and fall. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, this lonely world is wasted. Pathetic eyes, high life. The blind tides turn to sea. The storm, it came up strong. It shook the trees and blew away our fear. It couldn't be. Go it alone and hold it alone. Hold it alone and hold it. Go it alone and hold it alone. Ho, ho, ho. Go it alone and hold it alone. Hold it alone and hold it. Blackbirds backwards, forwards and fall. Turn to a miracle. I fly. My mind is racing. As it always will. My hands tired, my heart aches. I'm half a world away. Go.
I'd love to move to California.
Maybe not the best time to be moving to California.
Probably not, but...
Fraught times.
It seems sunny, occasionally smoky, but mostly sunny.
That was California from Mike Kroll from his second album, Trust Fund. Good one.
Mm-hmm.
Quick cut.
Yeah, I liked it.
From Counter Culture.
Sure.
That's the record label for that record. You know, I sent an email to Mike Kroll. I told him how much I liked one of his songs. I heard it on the radio. Mike Kroll sent me everything he'd ever made, signed, whipped up. Very nice guy.
Is that true?
It is 100% true.
You still have that?
I still have that. Well, wow. It's somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
We opened the show, of course, of Half a World Away from REM's seminal album, Out of Time. Speaking of Out of Time, Lector Decoder had a great time, was it a week and a half ago? Ian from Go-Go Radio Magic Show, a CGLO classic, of course, invited us to have a little conversation about Out of Time for its anniversary.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was a great time. I think that aired this past Saturday.
You keep on saying time.
Time.
It is it's an anniversary, right, for the Out of Time record?
It is, yeah. Yeah. When did it come out? 91?
91. I think we're at
35.
35? Wow.
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 Time flies.
Getting up there.
You know how they got that album title? Do you know?
I don't know.
Warner Brothers was like, we need an album title. We're out of time.
Wow.
And that's how they got it.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
They were thinking about not naming it.
How about that? Cool. You guys will be able to check out that interview soon, I think, on the Go-Go Radio Magic Show website. That's where they usually post their...
Is it on the website?
Not yet, but...
It will be somewhere.
Yes.
We will share details on our Instagram.
Stay tuned. If you didn't hear it the first time, you're going to hear it the next time.
Yeah. Let's get back to some music, but stay tuned because coming up soon, we're going to go through our weekly topic. And boy, did we get some entries this week for songs with big plot holes.
It's a doozy, yeah.
It's really a doozy. And of course, there's some jokes in there. There's some clubs of the week.
Is that what we do?
Yeah, we do all that fun stuff. You'll want to stick around. Here's Courtney Barnett from her latest album, Creature of Habit.
New one from Courtney.
And I wonder what you say. It's fun for a minute till we crash again.
CJLO is announcing the inaugural edition of Dead Air. From April 9th through 12th, CJLO is taking over La Sotorenia for 4 days of emerging music discovery. On Thursday, coming out to the Kingdom of Birds album launch with Ekka and Shunk. Friday is all-night pop with 17 Sport, Faima, Sarah Feldman, and Wicked Easy. Saturday, we're welcoming Brooklyn's Hiding Places for the launch of their album, The Secret to Good Living, where they'll be joined by CJLO faves Knitting and Sasha K. Closing out the festival is a stacked lineup of Kelly Elizabeth, Angela Beggin, and Museums. Individual tickets are available now, and a Dead Air festival pass is just $40, and that'll get you into all of the shows. Follow us at Dead Air MTL on Instagram and Dead Air Festival on Facebook. Hope to see you there.
The Go-Go Radio Magic Show. Every Friday night from 6 to 8 on CJLO.
This one goes out to the one I love.
I'm Haley. And I'm Jason. We're from Lector Decoder, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Wow.
We're so back.
That was a new track from Montreal-based band Museums called Trade. I just saw Museums yesterday at CJLO's Dead Air Fest, which happened in the past.
Yes, we are advertising it just to remind you guys that you weren't there.
That
or you,
you
were.
Yeah, that you were, maybe.
It's either a warm embrace of a memory.
Or like, it's regret.
Like fingerprints on a handrail.
Bitter regret.
Mm.
Yeah, and before that was Wonder by Courtney Barnett.
Speaking of, just like that ad for Dead Air, plot holes in songs. You guys remember our big topic from last week?
Mm-hmm.
We were looking for songs with plot holes, of course, inspired by the great Blink 182.
Yes, and boy, did you guys have some thoughts.
Well, CJLO had some thoughts.
Mostly CJLO DJs had thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
We heard Kyoto by Phoebe Bridgers. Here's the explanation. How did Phoebe Bridgers dad call her from a payphone. They still have payphones in Kiero. All right. He called her from a payphone or to a payphone. Like, technically you can do that, but it doesn't really make sense in the song. That was from Adam Innes, who you can hear doing original reporting over on the CJLO News Hour every Friday at 9 and often on the hourly news.
Awesome. Another one we got was One Last Breath by Creed. Shout out to Paul. The lyrics here are, "Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge." It implies he's talking about distance, right? And it's followed by, "Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down." So what? We just switched to talking about depth? That one was from Mateo from the 514. You can hear that on Thursdays at 2 p.m.
Yeah, switching from X to Y axis is not right.
Doesn't make sense.
Without, you know, signaling it in some way. We heard from Dom, host of Unheard Of on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. He said, "Alanis Morissette's song is called Ironic, but none of the things she says are actually ironic."
That's the irony.
It is pretty ironic, I have to admit. Thank you, Dom.
Speaking of Paul from Trawling the Megahertz, that's every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. For those early birds out there, he said Rainbow in the Dark by Dio. Self-explanatory. Just look at the title. Doesn't make sense.
There can't be colors in the dark. I guess not.
No. What's a rainbow in the dark? Rainbow in the dark is the line.
I like this one. This is from Maxwell on REVC, which airs Sundays at 9. He says, in Heroes, David Bowie says, "I wish we could swim like the dolphins, like dolphins could swim." But he actually just wants to do heroin.
Yeah.
Does that count?
I think so.
I agree. I think it counts.
Couple from our program director, Cam, who you can hear all over CJLO.
Mm-hmm.
You might even hear him later tonight.
Whoa.
In an ad.
True.
His voice is everywhere.
Stay tuned.
And he's always watching. He brings up the unkillable Dr. Octagon from Cool Keith's records. I think Dr. Octagon got stabbed 17 times and electrocuted, and he's back like three tracks later.
Yeah, doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
Cam also said, "In the Airplane Over the Sea by Neutral Milk Hotel." It seems like this is a way of traveling physically to a new place, but it's actually an airplane through time because he's visiting Anne Frank. What's going on there?
And lastly, I want to give a big shout out to Dreamscapes, who you can hear earlier on Mondays. That starts at 4 p.m. We always tell you guys, go home, make yourself a tea, turn on the radio at 4 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
listen to Dreamscapes,
yes.
and just ride it all the way through after past tense. Sometime you're allowed to turn off the radio. It's
yep.
a cool 6-7 hour block.
The best day of CJLO.
Dreamscapes gave me a bunch. We went back and forth on a lot of these, but my favorite was "Does Breathe" by Prodigy count as a plot hole? Because it is absolutely ridiculous to have people sing "Breathe with me" over and over, and probably not one has ever consciously taken a breath while listening to that song.
Unbelievable.
Tighten it up, people. We need editors in the rooms for these lyrics.
They really do, these songwriters. They've gone too far. They really have. Thank you, everyone, for your suggestions. This is a very fun segment. Next week, our topic is, well, with classes wrapping up today, as they are, we want to know, what are the things you will miss the most about Concordia this summer?
Aww. How about that? If you have any suggestions, you can email those over to us at lectordecoder.cjlo@gmail.com. That's lector with a K, as in...
Kilowatt.
Something I learned a lot about at Concordia this year. And with all of those suggestions from so many great hosts at CJLO, it is the time for the Diego's, the award that recognizes the best shows.
Oh yeah.
I'm rooting for Matt in the garage.
I want right Matt now. To win. Matt is up for it's I think the Kevin Shields Alternative Music Award. We're also nominated, but we love Matt.
Oh my God. He's more alternative than us.
For sure.
We're normal. He's alternative.
And you know, he's been putting in the work.
He's been putting in the work.
He's a long time CJLO DJ.
We're upstarts.
Yeah. Who are we? We are nominated for like best comedy show.
Oh, what a thrill.
It would be cool to win that.
We don't usually do comedy on here, but it would be exciting to get recognized for some kind of
award. Would be. We're very serious, but
we will dedicate it to Paul.
Yes. Thank you, Paul, for your horrible takes.
Let's play more music, please.
Cool. Here's some Charlotte Cornfield.
Charlotte Cornfield on CJLO.
1690.
Lector Decoder.
Yeah.
Saturday, but the leaves on the ground like the calendar pages are blowing away in the sun. Golden hour out of the crystal blue, from around the corner of my street arises this vision of you. You were walking with your best friend, you were waving hello, and you turned back with a look that made my heart pound till it broke. Oh, oh no,
CJLO 1690 AM or CJLO.com is where you can listen to Lector Decoder.
.com.
We just heard Lucky by Charlotte Cornfield. That's from Hurts Like Hell. Charlotte Cornfield, a Montreal native?
No.
Is that true?
Stop guessing.
Come on.
Toronto.
Toronto.
Toronto, baby.
I've been wrong so many times.
She's cool, though. She's cool. She can come anytime she wants.
Tell me that cutworms are from Montreal. Tell me
no.
that.
No. Brooklyn?
Brooklyn?
Brooklyn.
World's Unknown. That's from the new record Transmitter, and he got that one produced by Jeff Tweedy from Wilco.
Yeah.
I just learned that seconds ago.
At the Wilco Loft.
The Wilco Loft.
The famous Wilco Loft.
Oh, wow.
Jason claims there's a Pearl Jam Loft, but he can't seem to find it.
There is a Pearl Jam Loft.
All right. We're ready for Club of the Week?
Club of the Week. Haley?
Yes.
Tell me the Club of the Week, please.
The Club of the Week for this week is the Concordia Road Warriors Club.
I like it already.
With societal collapse on the horizon as gasoline prices surge and resources grow scarcer, these astute students are making preparations for our ever-nearing dystopian reality. Meeting twice weekly, club members participate in various projects, including sawing off the ends of shotguns,
sure.
stockpiling gasoline,
of course.
And experimenting with edgy, apocalyptic glam hairdos.
Of course.
If you smell fire, leather, and ammonia, they can't be far. That's the Concordia Road Warriors Club, and they're accepting new members.
Who would have thought that Mad Max himself would usher in this nightmarish realm, right?
I know.
But Mel is like on the side of like burning this place to the ground.
Yep.
One guy had to learn the lesson in 1979. One guy!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great club.
Thanks.
It is true. We are on the edge of nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your gasoline tanks.
Let's get some more
Fill
music.
Them up.
Let's get some more music playing before I think too much about this stuff.
All right, that's a good idea. This one, I love this track. This is Statue of Liberty by XTC from their album, White Music.
CJLO.
subject. So many dreams since I climbed your torso.
Life of you becomes a hot cold mess. escape from reality. Through many years I traveled through. To my eyes I always see, and in my ears will listen to. We'll listen to. Ooh. Off again to somewhere new. Close the door of your new.
Just heard Viewmaster by Eric's Trip from their album Forever Again.
Eric's Trip is kind of like Moncton's Guided by Voices, I would say.
Are they actually from Moncton, or are you just guessing?
No,
again,
they're from Moncton.
Okay. Before that was Chrome Mess by The Hard Quartet, the most rockin' hard quartet currently active, I feel like. Can I say that?
I think that's true. Unless the Beatles get back together. I'm hearing buzz.
Now and then does not count. I hate when people call that the final Beatles song. No, stop.
The four of them got in a room together. John's ghost, George's ashes, his spirit.
Disgusting.
Ringo attended via Zoom and Paul was there.
Oh my God, that horrible music video. Okay, and you guys already know we played XTC. We mentioned that. Statue of Liberty.
We mentioned the Statue of Liberty?
Oh yeah.
That one recorded in the XTC flat. Right?
Yeah, sure. Jason?
Yeah.
I want to know what happened this week in sitcom history.
On this week in sitcom history. On April 13th, 2003, a very special episode of the Fox dysfunctional family sitcom Malcolm in the Middle aired.
Oh.
Titled Toothy Dilemma. The episode starts with Malcolm, played by the irreplaceable Frankie Muniz, inventing a new kind of toothpaste for a science fair that's happening as part of the gifted program that he belongs to at school. Mm. The toothpaste initially shows promising signs, as both his brother Reese and Dewey get noticeably whiter teeth after using the new Malcolgate for just a few days. The project goes awry when Father Hal, played by Walter White himself, tries the toothpaste and it drives him mad. Seemingly because his brothers were just too stupid to feel the maddening effects of the paste, Hal becomes part dad, part wolf, and goes on the hunt to take new victims by sinking his Walter Whites into their flesh, thus spreading the disease. He even manages to convert his son Francis, who has come home from military academy to visit. Hmm. It all comes to a head when Lois returns home from her shift at the Lucky Aid and sees the chaos that Hal has caused. She gets so angry she melts down and yells at Hal, whose mixture of fear and adrenaline and cause him to sweat out the remainder of the toothpaste virus. Malcolm insists that it's not his fault, realizing too late that he accidentally swapped out the sodium lauryl sulfate with Eye of Newt. They don't air this one much anymore, but it lives on this week in sitcom history.
I'm glad Malcolm's getting in trouble a little bit for that, because when you said Lois was yelling at Hal, I was like, I don't think this is Hal's fault.
You think that falls on Malcolm's shoulders?
Yeah.
Making the maddening toothpaste?
For sure. Okay. You can't blame the werewolf.
Okay. I don't know.
You blame the werewolf?
Shouldn't have been using experimental toothpaste. People, stick with the old classics.
I guess he was just trying to support his son, but I see what you're saying.
Arm and Hammer, it still works.
Sure, sure. Shall we?
More music. When we went to England and saw the Hard Quartet in Manchester.
Oh, yeah. What a show.
A bartender. He spotted us. He was like, where you're from then, eh?
And we said, Canada, eh?
Yeah, we said Canada. And he immediately started talking to us about this next band.
Yeah, it's true. He said he's seen them on TikTok.
The authentic Canadian brand. It's the Tragically Hip.
Woo!
What love looks like in a world of reproach, completely absorbed in that too. Exciting of affair, always daily forward, always the power to choose. In your eyes, what love looks like, still the longest thing that I do. In your eyes, the useless night. Places, but what blue? Oh, I was always too uneasy, too for solitude, too into all the things you can do. To come into the open, to come into the light, forward daily, forward for what blue? In your eyes, what our love looks like.
If you're interested in audio storytelling at all, volunteer with CJLO's news department. We'll teach you the ins and outs of audio journalism, no experience needed. You'll learn interviewing, scripting, recording, editing, and we'll support you every step of the way on your journey to producing your own original reporting. We also take a lot of pride in our local focus and coverage of the issues often forgotten by mainstream outlets. Join the team and get your voice on air by filling out a volunteer application form at cjlo.com/volunteer. Or come to one of our weekly pitch meetings, Mondays at 1 p.m. on the Loyola campus, CC 430.
I once had a dream that I was eating a peanut butter and tuna fish sandwich. And let me tell you something, it was delicious. So the next day, I decided to make that sandwich. And in real life, it is disgusting. It is a disgusting sandwich. And the reason I tell you this story, pick up the phone, just...
Hi, this is Dreamscapes, and we want to eat that disgusting sandwich because we're a show about dreams, and we don't think that dream sandwich is disgusting at all. So, yeah, you should be calling us to tell us about your dreams and your dream sandwiches. And if you do want to call in, the number's 514-848-7471. And we're on CJLO Mondays at 4 p.m. And we don't think your dream is weird at all. It sounds really good, actually.
Hello, it's me, Michael Phelps, from swimming. When I'm not busy swimming from the center of the Pacific Ocean to the nearest shore, I'm listening to 6090 AM.
Okay. Yeah, y'all, I'm getting real hype right now. This is about to get real, isn't it, Pat? I want to taste it, baby. Let's go.
piece of shit that we're to be dealing with. And we made a real bad deal. But shit isn't new until it happens to you. Spin out.
On CJLO 1690, Lector Decoder, you are listening to, I said it like Yoda, Lector Decoder, you are listening to, Real Talk from Titus Andronicus from their Productive Cough album. That's the Rock Fans Rock Band.
Mm-hmm.
Real Talk telling us about how bad the future is going to be.
I hope they make another album soon.
Haley, can we get a joke?
Joke of the day. It's the joke of the day. Jason?
Yeah.
How much does it cost for a pirate to get his ears pierced?
How much does it cost for a pirate to get his ears pierced? I do not know.
A buck an ear.
A buck an ear. How about that?
How about that?
Let's get some more music!
Here's Salad Days from Mac DeMarco.
Montreal's own Mac DeMarco.
No.
He hangs out here. Some kid old, a chip up on my shoulder, blown through life to roll over.
mean, he hangs out in Montreal, but nobody would call him a Montrealer.
Okay, listen. Listen, I'm going to break this down. I've told this story on the air before. Mac DeMarco, at first from Vancouver or something, like West Coast, and then he moved over here. He was making music here. I saw him on the metro, painting things, riding his skateboard.
You saw him spray painting things?
Yep. Listen, I'll never tell.
Jason and I have some thank yous to say. Mm-hmm. We want to say thank you, of course, to all of our listeners. Thank you for tuning in.
To everyone at CJLO. Colleagues.
Our colleagues who are going to be awarded tomorrow night. Yay!
Wednesday.
Sorry, I keep thinking Wednesday's tomorrow. Uh-huh. I hate Monday, except our show and Matt's show. The Less Mighty Boston's.
The inmates over at Shawshank Prison.
Greek Jesus.
Watching an entire movie just in clips.
The authors of The Cloud Atlas.
The Cloud Almanac.
And Cloud for Dummies.
The Boss Baby, of course.
Children's shows with two moms.
And the San Antonio Pig Hogs.
Go team!
It's been so great hosting you tonight.
It really has been.
If you've enjoyed the show, please...
Like and subscribe.
Make a donation in our name.
Yeah.
Tune into all those CJLO shows we talked about earlier.
Send us emails. Send us your music. Mm. And have a great night, folks.
Good night. I love you. Good night.
I love you.
CJLO.